Greetings, sisters. Sister Amon from don'tperish.com. Hey, it's been a little while since I did an update audio of just sharing some thoughts and encouragement, so I thought I would do that today. First of all, I thought I would start with, Psalm 16, 9 through 11. I thought we could rejoice together. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt shew me the path of life, in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Yeah, I love that. You know, there's so much rejoicing to be had in the Lord in so many different things. In fact, those sisters are going to do an audio on rejoicing, probably more than one. But, I love that. You know, in here it says, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. Isn't that like such an awesome gift, a wonderful promise? You know, when we're out on the streets, I tell women, you know, because a lot of them will come up and say, what about grace? Because they don't like how we share the truth with people. They always want to, well, just like the Bible says, you know, be careful of those who want to have a false gospel. They want to soften out the word of God and share a different kind of gospel. And they're always saying, what about grace and love? And I tell them what the love of God is. It's only through Christ, and how to get that through the biblical gospel. And I share a gospel card with them, and I share the gospel with them and see that they understand it. And then I explain what grace is, you know, because there I say grace and mercy of God. And what I tell them is we have a great gift from God in mercy and grace, because he hasn't killed us today in our sins. And what he's doing is giving us that time and allowing us to seek after Christ and be born again in him and follow after him hard. And love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Loving God, that's the first thing. And then love our neighbor, which is what we do out on the streets while we're out here sharing the gospel. And so I just think about that. When it says he won't leave my soul in hell, I think what an awesome hope and promise that lies ahead of us if we keep striving on in his truth. And so, yeah, I love that. Brother Two Post right now is working on an audio called something like Living Like You're Not of This World. And we talk about that a lot in our life because we don't own anything, no homestead or land or nothing to go back to. And so we're out in the world and we live like this world is not our own. And he wants to encourage other people, you know, even if you live in one spot, you can do the same, and focusing on the Lord and ministry and stuff. But we'll see what he has in it when he's done. I'm sure it's going to be really edifying. And while we're talking about ministry, I know I've done audios and some posts and stuff about all the various things women can do in ministry. And I know us sisters are always talking about it. There's many different things to keep us busy. You should never, ever be bored as a Christian, whether you're working with your hands as Titus 2 or working in ministry, edifying saints. There's always something to do. And so we're actually headed to an event that it's some kind of a festival or a worldly festival. And they say there's over 80,000 people there over the course of I think it's 2 days or whatever. But we don't have those days yet. We have today. So if we get those days, we'll be headed there. We'll see what happens. And the truth will go out. God will be glorified. And maybe there'll be a sheep there, you know. Oftentimes when we go out on the streets, we do get the chance to talk to people and share some truth, so we rejoice in it. And even if we don't, God is glorified, and you never know who's watching. So keep being steadfast, sisters, because we know people are watching. They email or call us and say, hey, I've been watching you for a while. They might have a question. We help them out, and they keep discerning and following, and it's pretty awesome. And so I also want to say, I know I've shared this before, but since we live out here on the streets, you know, you can't go from festival to festival every single day and be on the streets, which would be really nice, but it's not possible. But those same people are in the grocery stores and walking around all over. And so we're witnessing to them too, you know, just like in the parking lots a lot it happens. Brother Two Posts at one of the places we just stayed, what was it, yesterday or the day before? Yesterday I witnessed to a woman in the parking lot as I was coming back to the van. I just got done walking through some of the stores and having chances to witness there, give out gospel cards. And since we drive, we have to go to the gas station. So we leave gospel cards there. People inside get them. Sometimes people will see the signs on our van and come up and talk to us. I did a post on this and showed pictures of it. I have the gospel that I have on my shopping basket. I can either carry it or put it in my cart if I have to go in the store and get heavier things. And so people can see the full gospel on there. And we're always sending out emails. We're always working on our websites. We're edifying the saints. We're exposing false teachers. We're trying to encourage people, you know, to forsake everything and follow Christ. You know, there's always something to do in ministry. And I know Brother Tupo's going to be talking about that on his audio. And I know him and I are always encouraging people in that, you know, because we have to think about it. We need to be redeeming the time for him because the days are evil. And this is the Lord's time. All the seconds and minutes and hours and days that we get, it's his. Just like the money and the resources and the food and the clothing, everything that we have is his. And we should be taking care of it and being thankful and content in it and redeeming especially the time back to him, because we were bought with a price. Our life is not ours. Our time is not ours. It's all his. So there's always things to do, and Brother Tupos and I are here to encourage you along in that. I wanted to share that us sisters have been doing audios on various topics, and they're called Sister Talks, and you can find them under the women's section. There's a button that if you push it, it will bring all of them up that are just all us sisters talking. And then I also have the audio Bible readings that I've been doing and these talks here just to encourage you. And so we just did one on patience, and wow, we'll probably do many more, but we each just picked a couple of them and kind of talked about them and shared why they're so meaningful and maybe it'd be an encouragement to other people. And just while we're talking about it, patience, you know, a lot of people think patience is just sitting around and waiting for something to happen, but it's the definition is cheerful endurance, patient continuance, steadfastness, waiting. And so those are things we're supposed to be doing while we are just pressing on in our good works unto the Lord. And I wanted to read James 1, 2 through 4. I read this on the audio too. I love this though. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And I know there's sisters out there scattered. I know a handful of sisters, and I know more of them, and we don't all have fellowship together for various reasons, which I won't all go into, but I know sisters who are striving on, and I just wanted to encourage you as well, because I know you're following along, that we all have to deal with earthly trials, spiritual trials, fleshly trials. And I want to encourage you that it's not bad that we go through them, because we just read, I just read it, that we should count it all joy, right? And we know that others going through trials helps. You know, we're going to mature through it. We're going to learn through it and embrace these trials that we go through and ask the Lord to open up your heart and maybe prune out anything that shouldn't be there, or maybe let you learn. Maybe we just need to learn more patience through them or something. But there's always many things that we can glean from all these trials. And so let's not shy away from them, even though some of them can be very hard to deal with. Sometimes those are the ones we can learn the most lessons from. And so here I just wanted to give us encouragement that we're not alone when we go through all this stuff. 1 Peter 5:8-9. Now I know I've read this a lot, but I love this. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing this right here, that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So we know the saints are scattered, sisters and us. We're always talking about how the Lord has us all scattered, all doing his works, shining his light. And, you know, it's what an awesome blessing and gift we have the Lord watching over us while we're all out in the world doing what we're supposed to be doing. And so I just want to encourage you, sisters, set your face like flint. I love this, and I know some sisters do too. Isaiah 50, verse 7. For the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. And so Let's do that. We'll set our face like flint, and let's do this too. Let's rejoice and seek his face. Psalm 105:1-4. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. I love that. That's so awesome. So, yeah, just hold fast, sisters. Be patient and continue in well-doing. And let's read about that, too. Romans 2:6-7. Who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal lives. Yeah, so patient continuance, steadfast, one day at a time, sometimes maybe 1 hour at a time, sometimes 1 minute at a time. We just keep steadfast, patient, pressing through, and we're here to encourage you with that all, sisters. So I'm gonna leave us with this, and I love this. I know my sisters do too, so I can never tire of reading the scriptures, especially, you know, some of them that might be a little bit of our favorites, maybe more uplifting and more joyous. But Revelation 2:17, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Yeah, I love it. There's so many precious promises that we have to look forward to. So how can we not rejoice, be patient, steadfast, set our face like flint, and keep pressing on no matter what? Praise God. All right, I love you all, sisters, and sister hugs. May God be praised.